Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Obviously, COVID-19, the new coronavirus, has been growing rapidly in New York. The governor has been giving daily press briefings. Let's start there and work our ways through some of the headlines around this virus that are in the paper today.
Well, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Tuesday that the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in New York is accelerating beyond projections, with 25,665 people infected statewide at midday. That's up from about 21,000 on Monday, and the case count is now doubling roughly every 3 days, he said. The pandemic, once compared to a freight train, has become a bullet train, Cuomo said. We're not slowing it, and it is accelerating on its own. The governor used his daily briefing to press the federal government to send New York the ventilators it has stockpiled for emergency use. The increasing rate of infection means New York, which has 53,000 beds in its hospitals, may need up to 140,000 beds, Cuomo said, many of them intensive care unit beds equipped with ventilators.
Now let's move into the Capital Region of New York.
Capital Region hospitals on Tuesday detailed their preparations for a potential surge in COVID-19 cases. The upstate provided Albany Medical Center came a day after Governor Cuomo formalized a directive for hospitals to increase their inpatient capacity at least 50%, and just hours after the governor said the spread of the disease is outpacing New York's best efforts to contain it. COVID-19 can spread widely in dense communities, and so far has hit heavily populated downstate regions the hardest. Upstate, the highest case count has been in Albany County, but all the region's hospitals, from Hudson to Glens Falls and Troy to Amsterdam, have been preparing for a surge. Alice Medicine in Schenectady, for example, will add a second bed to private rooms and put beds in the facilities normally used for the outpatient and non-emergency surgical procedures that have been curtailed. It can't use the old St. Clair's Hospital for sick people, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Lieber said, because it's now a nursing home, but it can draw personnel and equipment from the McClellan Avenue campus to deal with the crisis at other Alice facilities.
He is Jeff Wilkin. Long time veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, stay safe and healthy. We'll catch up with you next week.
And to you and all your listeners, Dave, the same.